What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering into the nigger room. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. It is 4:13 p.m. on January 20th of 2019, and it is Sunday, so y'all know what that means. It is time for some Sunday motivation. That's right. What does accountability mean to you? Look, I just want to ask that question before I do start talking about it. I just want to know what accountability means to you as a viewer. Because a lot of people like to blame others for the shit that goes on in their lives, you know? Like, A lot of people like to blame others for shit that goes on, and that's not how you do it, bro. Like, how you gonna blame somebody else for shit that goes on in your life? You're the reason why you're in that situation in the first place. So why are you gonna go and blame somebody else for that, for your mistakes, you know? Or somebody, how you gonna blame somebody else for your misfortune, you know? That's not a move I'm all about, you know? Like, niggas who like to blame others, I look at them, I'm like, man, fuck out of here, bro. You ain't with the shit, because if you don't blame others, then you don't know how to take accountability of yourself. Bosses always take accountability for their mistakes. I've never seen a boss freaking blame an employee for the reasons why they have low sales. Or I've never seen a boss blame an employee because, oh, this thing happened. If you're a true boss, you don't blame others. You put that shit all back on yourself. That's what real bosses do. Now, because guess what? The employees, they're just there to work. You pay the employees to do a certain task. And if they do the task, then hey, it is what it is. If they don't do the task, then you as a boss, you need to tell them they didn't do it. Or you just need to take accountability and do it your damn self. That's what bosses do. Bosses don't, like, at any small misfortune, they're like, oh, well, it's because my employees are trash. Or, oh, it's because my employees don't do that. Nah, bro, that's not what bosses do. Bosses take accountability. And Being accountable for your actions, bro, that just, like, it just changes your aspect on life on a totally different level. Like, it's hard to explain, but being accountable for your actions, it makes you feel like you have more power. And I don't think I mean power necessarily. I think I mean control. Like, you have more control over your life once you're accountable for the actions that you do. Because once you're accountable for your actions, anything that ever happens, you like have more control over that situation, you know? Rather than if you blame someone else, then you give them the power, or you give somebody else the power. Like, and nobody's entitled to do anything for you in this world. I've said it once, I'll say it again, I'll say it 1,000 times more. Nobody owes you shit in this world. You gotta go out and get that shit yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, blaming others never makes you better at anything. Like, for instance, like, I remember I had a game one time, and the score was 80-80, you know? And I was bringing the ball up, and then I passed it to my teammate, and he shot the ball, he missed it, and then the other team got the rebound, and they went out and scored, and they were up by 2, and then we ended up losing the game. Back then, I used to be the person that'd be like, oh, bro, you're the reason why we lost, this, that, or the third, and anything like that. But when I look back at it, obviously that's not how I should have handled that situation. First of all, like I said before, you're the reason why you're in a certain situation in the first place. And so if we would have gotten our shit together in the first 3 quarters, we wouldn't have been in that situation where it's tied up 80 and we lost the game, you know? That's what accountability is. It's like, okay, this is the problem that we need to fix. Here's, like, and this is how we got to fix it next time. That's all accountability is. It's easier said than done, but you gotta do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, when have you ever learned something new when you blame others? Or when have you gotten better when you blame others? I don't remember a time where I blamed somebody else and I got better at that situation. I got better at that certain topic or whatever I was blaming that person with, you know? I don't ever remember that. Only time I remember getting better is when I took accountability okay, this is the problem, and I need to fix this. This is how I'll fix it. That's what accountability is. And it's not even about blaming yourself or about blaming others, but it's just about acknowledging that there's a mistake. And acknowledging the mistake, that's probably might be the hardest part, you know? It might be, it might not be, who knows? But that might be the hardest part, like just acknowledging that there's a problem. Because sometimes we can be blind to things that are going on around us. But once you acknowledge it, then you can find a way how you can get out, either fix it up or you can change it. Like, either fix it so that it's like, maybe you need a little bit more tweaking, or you could change it and do a 180, you know? Like I said, I used to always blame others for my downfall when it came to anything. But I say anything, like I'm Creole. But learning how to take accountability made such a difference in my life, man. Like I said, it made me feel like I had more control over things. It made me feel like I had more control over a situation. And sometimes, even if you do want to blame, because sometimes we do want to blame others for things that happen to us in life, but sometimes when you just want to, like, blame somebody, sometimes you just got to shut the fuck up. Sometimes you're like, you know what? Just leave the situation and just walk away, you know? That's probably, like, one of the hardest things that somebody could do. But once you learn how to do that and you establish it on your everyday life, guarantee you, it's gonna just change your perspective, man, because this life is tough. We all know it. So, I mean, ways that I take accountability of my problems is that, one, I figure out what the problem is. Two, I figure out, okay, what happened, why did this problem happen? Like, what were the things that happened during the process that made me, like, have a problem in the first place? And then third, you just got to fix up and you got to change up your way. You got to figure out a way how you can avoid that problem from ever happening again. And that's how you take accountability, man. I mean, everybody has a different way of doing their own thing, obviously, but that's just the way that I like to do things. Shit, man. Like, shit, man. Everybody has their own way how they handle shit. But like I said, blaming others for mistakes that happen to you, or blaming others for things that happen in your life, that is never a way to go, you know? But yeah, that's all I have to say for today, man. That's all I wanted to give y'all, some of that Sunday motivation, you know what I'm saying? So damn. But anyways, y'all, that is all I have for Sunday motivation today. Y'all know what the deal is. Wednesday, I will be bringing you back with another podcast episode. So go ahead and check for that. And remember, this is your boy ABK, and thank you for entering back into the nigger room. I appreciate all of y'all. We out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.